on being a creative sleeper. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on being a creative sleeper. Have you ever thought about being a creative sleeper? Have you ever thought about what it means to be a creative sleeper, to sleep and enjoy the time of your night creatively, delightfully, charmingly, wonderfully? We all can do that. We do it to a degree. We do it to the degree that we allow thoughts that are in our mind just before we go to sleep, and thoughts that we've thought about all day long, to dwell upon our dreams. Our dreams are sort of an open sesame to all the things that are going on in our life. And whatever we put our concentration on, those are what our dreams are. Now, if you've had a difficult time during the day, and then nighttime comes and you say, sort of deep breath, let it all out, and then you fall into sleep, and what do you start dreaming about? You start dreaming about the experiences that you had during the day. The experiences that you had where they were not necessarily beneficial or not necessarily uplifting. And these dreams sort of take over your night's sleep. They take over your sleeping time. Now, you don't know it. You're totally unaware of it. You're asleep to the idea of what's going on in your thinking system. But that's what you've been thinking all day long. Those are the problems you've had all day long. Fortunately, most people do not live tragic lives. They do not live lives that are filled with a great deal of stress during the day. They have their sufficient stress, but not a tremendous amount. And when they go to sleep at night, they sometimes are able to let go of these things. And that's a wonderful thing. But now we want to live our lives not in a sometimes that we let go of things that we've been concerned with all day long, but that we totally release these things. Now, yes, we think during the night we can sometimes come up with solutions to our daily problems, but rather, wouldn't it be wonderful to go to sleep at night and take all of the circumstances of your life, all the circumstances of your day, all the circumstances of all of the things that you ever think about, your own life or somebody else's, and just put them away. Let them go and enter into that state of pure, beautiful consciousness that sleep can be. Enter into that pure, beautiful state of awareness of your divine self that sleep can be. To enter into the pure, beautiful awareness that I am God. I am God. I am the creator of my world. I am the totality of all that is. Now, can you imagine a great guru, a great teacher, a great person, and you go to them with a problem, and you say, now, I've got a problem. Now, how can I solve it? And the great teacher, the great guru, the great person would say to you, what do you want to accomplish? He doesn't say to you what he's saying. He's really saying, I am not the slightest bit interested in your problem. I'm not the slightest bit interested in what concerns you. I'm not the slightest bit interested in what's driving you off the wall. I'm only interested in what solution you want. I do not have time, by choice, to spend on anything in life that is not a solution of joy, happiness, and harmony in my life, in my world, in my activities, and in anyone who is in my world. Now, I've allowed myself to be a great teacher, a great guru, a great person, or whatever, and I maintain that level of awareness only because I live in my divine reality. I live in what is my solution for any circumstance in life. Solutions are good. Solutions are beautiful. Solutions are what we're all interested in. But if we're going to go into our dreams and tragedize over all of the negative experiences of our day. You like that word, tragedize, huh? If we're going to go into our dreams and we're going to think about our problems, worry about our problems, let our problems control our sleep time and keep us from being at peace, keep us from making the connection that we are with our divine self. Every time I think of a problem, I'm stepping away from the connection of the divine self, saying, here's the solution. Every time I stepped on the solution and I say, oh, I want the solution. Yes, I know the solution now. It is revealed to me now. It is in me now, and I know it. And what happens? The solution is there. Now, it's up to us to do something about our life, to have ourselves be creative sleepers. And we can be creative sleepers only when we know what it is we want to create. Only when we know what it is we want to experience in our life, we want to have in our world, and we want to be in our world. Now, if we're going to concentrate on the worries, the problems, and the distresses that life seems to throw at us, then they will be our dream time. They will be our sleep time, and we will have no more success in them in our dream than we do in our daily activity. We can train ourselves to be creative sleepers by saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer to all the circumstances of my life, and I flow beautifully and wonderfully and happily with those circumstances. Say that to yourself. Say that to yourself before you go to sleep. And when you do that, you set in motion for yourself a most dramatic, beautiful, fantastic experience. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the solution to all the desires of my heart. All the desires of my heart, anything that comes into my awareness, the divine in me knows the solution. Now, if the divine in us knows the solution, you can be sure it's going to be a very, very nice solution. It's going to be a solution that's going to be very favorable to all the desires in our heart. It's not going to be a solution that says, only if you behave or if you do this or if you do that or if you do something else, something is going to happen. It doesn't put up any of these conditions for us. It only says, be one-pointed on your solution, and your solution is yours. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, knows the solution, knows what to do. Now, you're not begging for money and saying you're independently wealthy and you're saying that this wealth comes from sources that I have no idea about. That's not what you want to do. I am independently wealthy. I know that I know that I know. All things I know lead me to my experience of independent wealth and happiness and joy and harmony and all that is good. All things lead me to that. And how great it is. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer. Yes. I have perfect health. The divine in me is the answer. I have perfect wealth. The divine in me is the answer. I live in a harmonious people. The divine in me is the answer. Right now. Right now, no matter how difficult the circumstances may be of lack of money or lack of health or lack of relationships, you put the cause in motion. I put the cause in motion and I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And then I will act according to that answer. I will act harmoniously with that answer. I will act in every possible way in the beautiful manner that that answer is mine now. That's all I know. That's all I am. That's all I can ever be. I put that cause in motion. I put that cause in motion, and that cause is the result of all that is good and beautiful in my life. And I am so happy. I am so fulfilled. I am so joyful. Yes, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know all is revealed to me now. I am a creative sleeper. When I go to sleep at night, when I lay down on the bed, I just say, I am peace, and plunk, I am off into the land of peace, harmony, joy, fulfillment of every beautiful thing. I don't even know what a bad dream is. I don't know what a tense night is. I don't know what a sleepless night is. I don't know those things because I am not in that consciousness. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And when I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, it is revealed to me perfectly, beautifully, and wonderfully. It is revealed to me in every delightful, fantastic way, and I am harmonious now. I am wonderful now. I am fulfilled now. My dreams, my sleep time, is my creative time. I don't say what I'm going to create, how I'm going to create, or anything like that. I just put the right cause in motion. The divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Whatever is my highest and best, that is the answer. Whatever is the greatest thing that I could ever desire for myself, that is the answer. Whatever turns me on, whatever makes me happy, whatever gives me joy and peace and harmony and love, that is the answer. And I flow in that answer. I flow in that awareness. I flow in that truth. And that is me. That's who I am. That's where I'm going. I am a creative sleeper. Not because I create things I think I want, but because I put it into the attitude of divine right action. And when I put it in the attitude of divine right action, that's all that takes place. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And I let go, and the divine in me knows the answer. I release all thought about anything as I lay down to sleep. I release all thought about any desire or any program or any project. I let go and let God. I let go and let the divine in me be revealed. I let go and enjoy every moment of my sleep time. In fact, I lay down to sleep and I say, I shall awake at a specific time, and that specific time is when I awake. I go to sleep, whatever time, and then I tell myself at a specific time I awake, and I awake right on the second, right on the instant, relaxed, peaceful, completely fulfilled. My night has been a night of joy, of harmony, of wisdom, of awareness. And I know that I let go, and it is done. And I do not have to pursue it any further, for I have put it to work in my slumber time. I have put it to work in my creative dream time, and it is done. Now, wonderfully, fully, completely, fantastically, just for me. And it is done so happily, so joyously, so excitingly, that everything I think is a fulfillment of every dream of my heart. And I live in that dream of my heart, that joy of my heart, that life of my heart, and all is in divine order now. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And I love you. I love you. I love you. And I like you. I like you. I like you. Have a wonderful day. And know that I am always with you because you are the creation of my heart, my mind, and my soul now and forevermore. Have a wonderful day.